News Talk 1110-993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterble Show. Great to be with you as we are here live at the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival, Munn Road. Just made two brand new friends who came by who heard us on the radio, and they pulled right in, and they're getting some amazing food, including sausage and some amazing meatballs and the pasta, and it's just incredible. I mean, there's only one person I'd want to be sharing it with, and that is my good friend Jeffrey Lord. You know him from his tremendous work, a contributor at Newsmax, somebody who's done great work at the American Spectator, and of course a alumnus of the Reagan administration. Jeffrey Lord, good to have you back.
You know, if this were Star Trek, I'd just say, beam me up, Scotty, and I'd be there.
It'd be awesome. It would be awesome, my friend. Nothing like an Italian festival on a beautiful afternoon in Charlotte, in the Charlotte Metro in Fort Mill. Let me get your thoughts on what we've seen, especially this week. Obviously, we saw the kooky stuff that was going on with the Stormy Daniels testimony. What did we see this week with the Michael Cohen component, Jeffrey?
Well, he more or less is imploded as a prosecution witness. I know him. And I have to say, sadly, this was sort of my impression of him years ago when I first encountered him. And he just has a problem repeatedly telling the truth about more or less anything, I guess. And watching this happen under the glare of the spotlight, you know, he's been disbarred. He lied to Congress. He's lied here, there, and everywhere. Wow, I've never seen anybody, so intent on taking their own career mm-hmm. and running it into a wall. I mean, it just is amazing. And I will be interested to see what the jury thinks mm-hmm. of this.
I understand
there's a couple lawyers on there, mm-hmm. on the jury. Surely they can't think this is a good idea.
And right in the middle of that whole conversation, guess what else we had? We had a debate decree coming out from the President of the United States, the former president, certainly excited to take up the challenge. But it's going to be on CNN, Jeffrey, CNN, and there's not going to be anybody in the room.
my former home. And I like all those people still. Yes. To say, I disagree with them. But I have to say, Jake... My old colleague, Jake, I mean, he can't stand Donald Trump.
Right.
And you would just think that the network, any network that's going to host one of these things, would not want somebody as a debate moderator who is so well out there on the record, a little tap on the computer and up comes the videos of somebody who is just saying such terrible things, Trump is Hitler, yada, 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 about one of the two candidates on the stage. I think that's a mistake, and frankly, I think all that's going to do is help Trump.
When you look at the anger that has come out from RFK Jr., he is just fit to be tied. He's vowing to, make it to the stage as best as he can. What do you envision? Is it dangerous if it goes with three different participants as opposed to, does he sort of become the Ross Perot of your?
Yeah, Ross Perot, and going even further back to 1980, there was a Republican congressman from Illinois who was in the House Republican leadership, John Anderson by name.
That's right.
And he took on Ronald Reagan in the primaries, and he got clobbered. Well, then he decided it would be a good idea to run as an independent. So he was in this kind of situation where he was demanding to be on stage, and I forget whether he made it on or not. I suspect not. But we have a two-party system.
Right.
That's just a fact of life here. Mm-hmm. And if Bob Kennedy Jr. wanted to do this in a serious fashion, he should have challenged Joe Biden in the primaries. And frankly, I think he might have gotten somewhere with all that's going on. But he didn't. He's decided to go this route, and I don't think he'll make the stage. The sort of the establishment there is too set against him.
What are your thoughts, just from this vantage point now, Jeffrey Lord visiting with us, I'm so happy to talk to him. This youth quake that has taken place. Obviously, we've seen the terrible disruptions and the anti-Semitism, and we've seen a whole lot of people protesting and things like that. But people really want to genuinely recreate 68? How does that benefit anybody in the country?
Yeah, you know, not to date myself, but in 1968, I was a 17-year-old page to the Republican National Convention in Miami Beach that nominated Richard Nixon. My first time at a convention.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to say, it was 99.999% peaceful. There was a minor demonstration or so, but that was it. Well, eventually by August, when the Democrats meet, I'm home here in Pennsylvania watching this on television. And it was a disaster. You had all these kids of the day who were busy protesting the Vietnam War. They swarmed into downtown Chicago. They were faced with the Chicago police and possibly even the National Guard. It became a television, you know, spectacle. And at the time, Mayor Daley, who was Mayor Richard Daley, who was the boss, the Democrat boss, I might add, of Chicago and a good bit of Illinois, a big burly guy. Well, Senator Abraham Ribicoff, Democrat from Connecticut, decided he would nominate George McGovern for president, and of course McGovern didn't get nominated until 4 years later. But he stands up there in full view of the cameras and says, with George McGovern as president of the United States, we wouldn't have Gestapo tactics in the streets of Chicago or some such thing. The camera flashes to Mayor Daley, and there he is with his index finger drawing it repeatedly across his throat, as in, cut him off, cut him off. It was a complete and utter disaster. And all it did, of course, in the end, was help the Republican nominee, Richard Nixon, who, in fact, did win. But, you know, they were setting off tear gas and all that kind of stuff. And the delegates to the convention were tear gas. I mean, it was a mess. And I just have to say, I think we can see this coming down the road, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah, it sure isn't. It sure isn't. Jeffrey Lord, always great to catch up with you. It is such a pleasure to speak with you today, and I really appreciate seeing where this is all going to go, my friend. Thank you so much.
Yeah, buckle in, as they say.
Buckle in, indeed. Absolutely. That's Jeffrey Lord checking in. You know, look, that's a person who has seen a ton of history from, like he was just saying, 68 all the way up through the Reagan administration and beyond. And we're still watching the same kinds of fights in this day and age. That's what's incredible about this whole political thing that we do. Stan's on hold. Stan, I'm going to come to you next once we get into the next hour. I appreciate you being there, each and every one of you. It's Brett Witterbull. We're here live at the St. Philip Neri Italian Festival, SPNItalianFestival.com. Come by, say hi.